This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told lawmakers Tuesday the International Criminal Court's announcement that it's seeking an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu endangers hopes for a ceasefire in Gaza. His testimony comes as progressives criticize the Biden administration over its support for Israel. VOA's Catherine Gibson tells us the move drew bipartisan criticism in Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The shameful equivalence implied between Hamas and the leadership of Israel, I think that only complicates the prospects for getting such an agreement. We'll continue to forge ahead to do that, but that decision, as you said, on so many levels, is totally wrongheaded.
Democratic Senator Tim Kaine.
A prosecutor making a recommendation, I think, is not worth the attention this is getting.
Blinken told lawmakers the U.S. has warned Israel its offensive in the region could be deeply harmful to civilians. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Protesters interrupted U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken as he began offering testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Friday.
Pursuing Russia was 6 years old! An Israeli killer! Hit Russia was 6 years old! Blinken, you will be remembered as the butcher of Gaza! You will be remembered for murdering!
I was saying, the People's Republic of China...
Blinken reiterated the support of President Joe Biden's administration for Israel, but insisted it was focused on easing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Israel's shutdown and seizure of an Associated Press video camera that provided a live glimpse into Gaza alarmed many journalists who worried Tuesday about wider implications for coverage of war largely fought out in the world's sight to begin with. This is VOA News. Thousands of mourners descended on the Iranian city of Tabriz on Tuesday to mourn President Ibrahim Raisi after he was killed in a helicopter crash near the Azerbaijan border on Sunday, along with his foreign minister and seven others. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
State TV broadcast images showing many dressed in black, crowding a truck covered in white flowers, which carried caskets wrapped in Iran's national flag. Despite the turnout, some insiders see a stark contrast in public grief compared to past commemorations for the deaths of other senior figures in the Islamic Republic's 45-year history. Iran proclaimed 5 days of mourning for Raisi, but there was little of the emotional rhetoric that accompanied the death of Qasem Soleimani, a senior commander of Iran's elite Revolutionary Guards killed by a U.S. missile in 2020 in Iraq. His funeral drew huge crowds of mourners, weeping with sorrow and rage.
Singapore Airlines says that one of its flights hit severe turbulence over the Indian Ocean and descended 6,000 feet in about 3 minutes. Authorities say a British man died, possibly after a heart attack, and several people were severely injured. The flight from London to Singapore was diverted to Bangkok. Details of the weather at the time over the sea near Myanmar have not been described. One official says a sudden descent occurred as passengers were being served food. The passenger says the seatbelt sign was on, but crew members did not have time to take their seats. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from court on the jury that will decide Donald Trump's fate, after closing arguments, which are expected next Tuesday.
The jury in Donald Trump's hush money trial is made up of 18 Manhattan residents. The main jury includes 7 men and 5 women. There are also 6 alternate jurors who have been in court listening to the testimony but won't join in the deliberations unless one of the main jurors needs to drop out or is removed. The jury represents a diverse cross-section of Manhattanites and come from various professional backgrounds, including a sales professional, a software engineer, a security engineer, a teacher, a speech therapist, multiple lawyers, an investment banker, and a retired wealth manager. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Congo's army spokesman has released the name of a third American involved in a foiled coup in Kinshasa. Brigadier General Sylvain Nkingi told the Associated Press the third American was Taylor Thompson. It was not immediately clear whether Thompson was among those arrested or killed Sunday morning following the attack on the palace and another on the residence of a close ally of President Felix Tshisekedi. The leader of the plot, Christian Malanga, was killed in a shootout at the palace after resisting arrest. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.